everybody. Welcome to Interview with a Horror Virgin, and tonight I have two guests. We'd like to introduce yourselves.
You can go first.
I'm Emily. Hi.
Well, hello, Emily. Welcome to the show. And who are you?
I'm Daylan.
Nice to meet you, Daylan. Well, thank you guys for so much for coming on to the show. Are you guys excited?
Absolutely.
You guys are big fans of horror films, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I know, like, a few. I've seen, like, very little.
I showed you the original Friday the 13th.
I remember
on my birthday last year.
Okay, so you have some horror knowledge, but give me some horror knowledge that you guys have, like, you know, if you've seen other films and all that other stuff.
I've seen quite a few, just like normal stuff, like Interview with a Vampire, Queen of the Damned, things like that.
That's a very underrated vampire film, I will say, because Queen of the Damned probably has one of the, like, best vampire soundtracks.
It does. Oh, yeah. It really does.
Absolutely.
That's like early 2000s, like, yeah, you know, emo rock music right there.
Same with, like, watching, like, horror shows, like, of course, like, American Horror Story, Buffy Vampire Slayer, stuff like that.
Have you seen Buffy the Vampire Slayer, Daylan?
No.
You haven't?
Oh, nope.
You got some homework, Em.
I've seen...
I gotta give him homework now.
TV show-wise, I've seen American Horror Story, and we're watching their runoff show, American Horror Stories. Movie-wise, I've seen all of the Saw movies. My first horror movie was Christine, and I've seen Krampus and Interview with a Vampire.
Oh, also,
that's it.
You, like, barely remember it, but you also watched Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
No,
with
I didn't.
Me.
Yeah, I fell did. Asleep. I you did not.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Well, if you like Krampus, the same guy who did Krampus made Trick or Treat.
I love Trick or Treat, actually. I forgot about that. It's literally my lanyard.
Yeah.
I love Sam.
Because if you, like, see the same, like, you know, tone of the vibe of the film, like, you have, like, the horror aspect, but you got a little bit of a comedy to it. Same with, like, Krampus. You got the horror aspect, but then a little bit of slapstick in there, which is...
Absolutely.
My favorite thing about Trick or Treat is, like, if you have ADHD, it helps because it cuts to different point of views throughout the film and makes it easier for people with ADHD to focus on something.
But it's all connected and tied together.
So you guys would say you probably would be big fans of, like, anthology horror films if you ever got the chance to see some.
Yeah.
Where it's just, like, a different story all the time.
Yeah.
Cool.
And they're, like, all connected together in one big film.
I may have to show you guys some. I mean, I've already done Creepshow on here, but there is a Creepshow series that actually was filmed here in Georgia. Three seasons. I think they're talking about doing a fourth season. That audition's coming. I know it. But yeah, it's really, really good. I mean, there's all sorts of anthology. There's Campfire Tales. There's Tales from the Hood. That's a really good one. I really like Tales from the Hood. That's a personal favorite of mine.
Nice.
But speaking of anthologies, they're going to be watching a series. I know, right? We're doing a horror TV series on here. Well, it is called Interview with a Horror Virgin. Well, virgins for this episode. And they're actually going to be watching two episodes from the famous late 1980s series, Tales from the Crypt. Now, have you two ever heard of this series before?
I have, because I'm huge on, like, Knott's Berry Farm, Not Scary Farm, Halloween Horror Nights, and when Halloween Horror Nights announced that they had, like, a whole, like, I think it was a walkthrough of, like, some of the different monsters and stories, and, like, they had a whole, like, setup of the Crypt Keeper for it. I was like, oh, I want to see what this is, so I, like, started getting into it and, like, researching it, and I was like, I want to watch this.
I've seen, like, the intro for it, and that's about it.
TikTok.
Yeah, well, you want something cool about that intro, since we're on, I was going to share it at the end. That was actually about the size of a miniature golf course.
Wow.
That's really? Why, yeah. And good old, you know, Danny Elfman. That's one of his. If you can even tell by the music, just by the way it sounds. Dun, dun, dun,
dun, dun, dun, dun. I love that.
I know, it's great.
It's so cool.
It is. And the fact that you mentioned the Crypt Keeper, let's get into him. Now, the man that voices the Crypt Keeper, his name is John Cassier. And that is, like, a staple. I don't even think I can do that voice to this day. That man put his vocal cords through so much just to sound like the Crypt Keeper.
That is honestly really impressive because, like, as we were all talking about before, like, me and Daylan do cosplay and all that. So, like, we, like, at kids at cons and stuff, we get into, like, the voices. So we'll do, like, the British accents and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's really hard for, you know, voice actors and vocalists. So, honestly, I'm excited to hear more of it.
Oh, yeah. Like, because I'll tell you right now, his method for doing this was a lot of tea and a lot of lemon. His voice through so much.
From the soundtrack of what I heard that Halloween Horror Nights shared and, like, the Spirit Halloween animatronic that they have this year of him, that sounds insane.
It does, yeah.
It sounds so insane.
It is. I mean, like, he's a great horror host. He is called the Crypt Keeper. And yeah. He was like, you know, and this was on HBO during the time. This was like when HBO was at, like, you know, a cool prime of its part, you know, in the 80s, where, like, you could see all sorts of stuff. And we kind of see stuff now on HBO, and we're not shocked by it. We're like, oh, Game of Thrones, oh, this and that. But back then, you see this kind of stuff. You saw everything gratuitous. Like, wow. Sex, blood, all sorts of stuff in this.
I love that.
There's no more of that anymore.
No, it's. I think we're desensitized to it now. It goes, oh, someone's naked again. Who cares?
Oh, look, they're naked. Oh, there's sex. Naked. I'll look away for like a minute, and then we'll be fine.
Shield your eyes, your children.
Shield your eyes, kids. Oh my god. Honey, get the kids out of the room.
That was literally it. That's how HBO was. And also, everyone gets on to me for this. If you go back and like watch the original like HBO like opening, It has like one of the coolest openings ever. Lights everywhere. Let your ADHD just do its thing while you watch it.
Catch me watching that after this.
I'm telling you. And everyone's like, that's too long. I'm about to say, yeah, but that's a great opening.
Yeah, but Cartoon Network does the same thing now.
R.I.P. Cartoon Network. You'll be R. gone after this year, which is sad.
You know Cartoon Network made a little Five Nights at Freddy's intro, right?
Oh, yeah. I think I did hear about that.
I saw it. It's weird.
But back to good old Tales from the Crypt. Yeah, like I said, big thing. We didn't go off that much of a tangent, so what am I saying? The cool thing was about Tales from the Crypt, it was based off of, like, you know, comic stories at the time.
Yeah.
Kind of like how Creepshow was. I mentioned it was part of, like, you know, the true crime type, like, comics where there's something happening, but, like, there's a not-so-happy ending at the end of it. Like, you know, the person's going to get what they deserve.
Yeah.
That's kind of how it is with this. Some of these stories are great. Some of these are just like, you know, oh, that person deserved it. Or, you know, oh, wow, I didn't expect that. Yeah. And these are like, you know, adaptations of those comics, because those comics were almost censored back then because they were just very shocking at the time, because it's dealing with things like, you know, corpses coming to life, people in, you know, affairs, all that stuff.
Yeah.
That was considered, I guess, graphic for the comics back then. And then we look at stuff now, it's like, oh, Thanos took someone's head off, you know. Yeah, again, like I said, desensitized to the way, like, newer things come in. But the cool thing about the series was it actually had a lot of cameos from famous actors. Probably one of my favorite has to be with Arnold Schwarzenegger when he actually directed an episode.
Oh, my God.
I love that. That's awesome.
That's so cool.
Even Tom Hanks was in one of these as well. There was a lot of cool characters in here for the Tales from the Crypt series.
Hell yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, now it had 7 seasons total, and a lot of people loved into that. Now, unfortunately, towards the end, it did kind of die. They got really weird. Probably the weirdest episode is a cartoon episode of the Three Little Pigs. And let me tell you, it ain't the Three Little Pigs that you think it's going to be. Lots of blood, lots of the wolf just like killing them in very grotesque, gruesome ways. Oh, God, yeah, you just like, whoa. I don't remember this part of the Little Pig story.
One of these things does not belong here.
Yeah, really. Yeah, but that was a brief little history about Tales from the Crypt. Now, like you said, you guys haven't heard anything else from it. You've only heard, you know, the Crypt Keeper being an item for, like, you know, Halloween now.
Yeah.
And, like, I mentioned Halloween Horror Nights before. When they did the house, they had, like, pictures of the comics and stuff. And I think one of, like, the things when you walk through was the Wolfman.
Oh, cool.
As well. So, like, of course, you know, it jump scares you, it jumps out at you. Mm-hmm. So I was like, okay, but, like, we're going through, like, 3 or 4 different stories as you're walking through the house. And it shows the poster for the comic of each one before you enter it. So
she knows, like, the characters, not the show.
That's totally fine. That's fine. Yeah, but, like, you know, just by looking at the... I'm going to, like, hand you guys...
I'm
going to let you guys look at it real quick because I like to show it
look
off.
Look at that chair.
My little
Even like with the animatronic too for Spirit Halloween, they made his chair and everything.
Oh yeah, that's pretty cool too. So that's gonna be moving with it. I haven't seen the whole animatronic, by the way, guys. I've just seen pictures of it online, so I don't know like
it
how much of it actually
so
works. Quotation marks.
I told Tara we should get it for the shop.
That would be, but I know that's gonna be a pricey one to get.
Yeah, it's like $300.
Oh yes, indeed. Now as you look at it, it actually was supposed to be a trilogy. It was not supposed to be a series. Tales from the Crypt was only supposed to be like a, you know, trilogy, 3 movies. That's it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Now there was also I know I mentioned the Tales from the Crypt movie that came out before this.
Mm-hmm.
And it has a story about, like, you know, 5 people. Again, it's an anthology, so that's if you ever want to watch that, because actually one of the episodes we're going to be watching comes from that episode.
Oh, okay.
Like I said, and I'll reveal what episodes they're watching in a couple seconds, but I'm just kind of feeding them some information. and just seeing how they are. Because I know, like, some of them, especially Dalen, you haven't seen a lot of horror films, so you're kind of, you're dipping your toe in. Not that you're afraid, but, you know.
I'm dipping my little toes into these waters.
I'm, like, knee-deep.
You're knee-deep.
I'm knee-deep.
I am completely submerged.
You're drenched.
I am. I never get enough horror films. Horror TV series, all this stuff.
Yeah.
They're great. I meant, like, you know, and I watched these on TV back in the day when I could.
Absolutely.
Get home from, like, school and, like, watch that. But cool. Now, the two episodes they are going to be watching is from season one and season two, because I didn't want to get, like, you know, two all over the place. But one of the episodes they're going to be watching is called An All Through the House. This one is very special to me because I actually watch this one every Christmas.
Really?
Yes.
Nice. Oh, okay.
Yeah. How does that title, like, resonate with you, All Through the House?
Well,
how are you feeling?
We're in a haunted house right now, so I don't know.
You don't know.
I mean, I could say the same thing, but that's like, you know, there's probably something around every corner is what my brain's thinking.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Just from that title, that's kind of what you've put together about it.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. You have any input on what you might think that episode's about with, like, All Through the House?
See, I want to go with the very basic, like, new family moves in, mm-hmm. house isn't what they expected, but I could be wrong.
Okay. No problem.
What was that movie that was on Disney, or not Disney, Nickelodeon, that was the Haunted House?
I think it was called Haunted House. No. With, like, Will Smith.
Wow, like Haunted Mansion?
No, okay. It was something else.
I know what you're talking about.
It used to scare me as a kid, like, dead ass.
It had,
scared
like,
me.
Will Smith as, like, one of the main characters. Yeah, I think so.
No, it was animated.
Oh.
Oh, okay. Maybe
I have
know.
No idea.
Maybe I don't know what it is either. Maybe that might be past my time on Nickelodeon.
Three Best Friends and something. And, like, the house was old and it was still in the neighborhood and it would come to life and it would actually, like...
Monster House.
Yes, there it is.
Oh, okay.
Monster House.
Yes.
Monster House.
Yeah,
that's what kind of
works.
Used to scare me so much as a kid.
Yeah, and then the next episode they're going to be watching is from season 2, episode 16, called Television Terror.
Ooh.
Ooh. The Ring?
How do you guys feel about that? You think you get like
The Ring but 80s?
Vibe? Okay. The Ring but 80s.
Ring but 80s?
Doing a line of coke with like, you know, parachute pants.
That's what happens. They take a line of coke off those really big TVs and then...
I forgot who said it, but you say that, and I'm thinking of the video Molly posted on YouTube. The I fucking love cocaine.
You're getting off track.
That's okay.
Well, the ADHD just went haywire.
This is all a part of, like, you know, what do you think it is about? I mean, like, you gave yours. What do you think, like, Television of Terror could be about? Plus, there's a sexy photo of the Crypt Keeper.
Look at him. He had a pimp robe. He going. He got a pimp necklace. He ready.
honestly, probably like a portal kind of thing.
Portal? Okay. Yeah. Cool.
Like, kind of like a vortex thing.
Vortex.
Like when you put two mirrors across from each other. Yeah.
Awesome. I like those. I'm kind of excited to see what happens. Now, as I mentioned before, I was talking about like some horror genres before we, like, you know, concluded the first half of this interview. I was going to jump in on ask you guys, like, what kind of horror genres do you like?
I like, as I said, I'm like knee deep in horror. I like any kind of genre.
Oh, okay. So like anything
I'm
from slasher to, you know, zombie, space, all that stuff.
I would say more on the slasher side though,
mm-hmm.
because like, I don't know. It piques my interest.
Because I have such little horror knowledge, all of it.
All of it.
All of it.
That's okay. That's what you're here for, Dalen. We're gonna help you. And I have a Blockbuster with my first two shelves are just full of nothing but horror films and horror Funko Pops. So.
Oh yeah.
I've got everything from Japanese horror to Italian horror to the old the old Universal, horror films from the black and white to what we got now.
Damn.
I'm weird. Okay. I do like watching black and white horror films to this
day. Oh, no, sometimes
I
they're better.
Do.
Yeah, if you ever want a cool black and white horror film that I think inspired a lot of Tim Burton, The Cabinet of Dr. Caligari.
Nice.
Love that.
German expressionist film. I won't get too into that, but basically the man is telling the story from an insane asylum about what happened.
Ooh.
So,
okay.
Silent film, but if you like look at it, you can kind of see what I mean by like where Tim Burton may have got some inspirations.
Yeah,
I love that.
Yeah, but well, I think we're getting ready to jump right into Tales from the Crypt. I mean, we're gonna do two episodes, so this is gonna be interesting. So, you guys ready?
Yeah, let's do it.
Awesome. All right, guys, we'll be back in a bit. All right, we just got done watching the two episodes of Tales from the Crypt, so I'm gonna let Em and Dalen kind of take the reins here. Your reaction, go for it.
awesome.
That was really good.
That was actually really good.
It wasn't like super, super scary, but it was really
It was enough to give you that jump scare factor.
Oh, good, good. I'm glad to hear that it still kind of, it holds up a little bit.
Yeah, it does. It does. Especially for how old it is.
Mm-hmm.
It gives that good, like, you know, you're like, oh, that's going to happen. But then turns around, something else happens. You're like,
yeah. It keeps you on your toes with it. It does. Because, like I said, it was based on, like, you know, the Vault of Horror comics and other comics, as it tells you at the beginning of each, like, you know, episode, says, like, you know, based on this. So I think that translated very well from a comic book to, you know, TV.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was really cool.
It was really good. I liked it. I want to watch the whole series.
You are? Well, if you ever want to borrow it, just let me know. And this is just regular DVD, so you don't need a Blu-ray player for these bad boys.
Perfect. Nice. We have a PS4.
There you go.
Plug it into the PS4.
Oh, yeah. Just do a whole binge watch of Tales from the Crypt.
Yeah. I literally would.
Watch from the beginning to the end.
Literally will.
If you have a soft spot for animals, on one, there is an episode where some animals do pass away.
That's okay.
I told you before, I watched Pet Sematary.
Okay, that is true. But I always just, like, people always want to know, does the dog die? And I'll be like, well, it does. I'm sorry. But, yeah, but I'm kind of glad. You know, anything else you guys liked about the series so far, just for those two episodes?
I liked how it, like, of course, for the, like, how short they are, it kept up. It always kept up. There was always something going on.
Yeah.
I liked that a lot.
It was a really deep storyline for, like, such short episodes. Like, they kept the storyline really in depth, and I liked that. I also like his dad jokes.
Oh, his dad. How do you guys like the Crypt Keeper?
I love him.
I
want to put him in my pocket.
At first, I thought he was going to be, like, really tall, and then he's, like, this itty-bitty thing. He's just so small.
He's small, but, like,
we love him.
He tells the story.
He's a great horror host.
He's a great horror host.
He's your pal, the Crypt Keeper, like he says all the time. You know, boils and ghouls, you know.
I love it. Him and Elvira would get along.
Oh, absolutely. I'm not, like, between him. I still think Joe Bob Briggs is still the best horror host of all time, but that's just up to personal opinion.
That's okay.
Yeah.
But I still have a soft spot for the Crypt Keeper. But I'm glad you guys, like, you know, you liked him. But you see what I mean with John Cassier's voice, how it was.
Nobody
very
can. Yeah, that. As I mentioned before, voice acting and stuff, that has to take a lot.
I can see, like, him having to keep, like, at least 1 to 2 gallons on set for every episode on its own.
Especially with
all
the
honey, the tea, and just anything to soothe his throat as much as possible. Because, yeah, he got up there with that, like, his voice register, you know? Hello, kitties! I can barely do it. Yeah,
the laughing, that, like, high cackle, yeah.
Oh yeah, that definitely took some practice.
Oh yeah, I had to like the opening. I remember we were talking about the opening earlier, but like this whole setup about, you know, the whole setup to, you know, the opening, you know, where it says from like kill the intro, but you're like, no.
From going from the sidewalk to the front of the house to into the main foyer, everything just going down into it. I like that a lot.
Oh yeah, I love
it. It gives you an idea of like where you're going.
Where your story is going to be told in this cool, creepy, gothic-looking castle.
Yeah.
And here comes this half-rotten corpse and just, you know.
It gives you the idea of, like, you wandered into the house's basement and he's just there telling you stories every time you go there.
Kind of like how we were talking about Resident Evil, how you, like, wander into Lady Dimitrescu's castle and everything's all closed off and boarded up and, you know, everything inside the house still works, but you don't know what you're going to expect.
Right. It's, you know, it's a labyrinth almost. You just keep going in and out.
Yep.
Now, the cool thing about the Tales from the Crypt, there were some children that couldn't really watch it because obvious reasons.
Yeah.
Yeah. Obvious. Yeah.
But there was a cartoon called, I think it was called Tales from the Crypt Keeper. And it was like a Saturday morning cartoon thing. You actually watch the series on Tubi to this day. I think it only ran for like maybe 2 seasons. I didn't really watch it that much because when I first saw this, I was like, oh yeah, I'm watching this instead.
Yeah.
This creepy thing. And I don't know if you've ever seen the movie Casper.
Yes. I have.
He makes a cameo in there.
Oh my gosh.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and you probably don't realize that he made a cameo in there until you go back and watch it. It's when the dad, you know, gets possessed by all three ghosts. He goes in and he, like, you know, splashes water on his face. And that's when his face, like, changes over from Clint Eastwood to Rodney Dangerfield to Mel Gibson for some odd, weird reason.
Yeah, why
and then,
Mel Gibson?
I don't know. But then the last one was the Crypt Keeper. When he does the whole, like, you know, Macaulay Culkin thing.
I'll have to look back at that.
Yeah, you will. Like I said, a lot of people didn't know it at the time, including myself. And then when I saw this, I was like, oh, I get it now.
I know who that is.
Yeah. Now, out of the two episodes, which ones did you guys like the most?
I like the second one, maybe.
Terror Television?
Yeah, for real, yeah.
Like, the first one, it was good, but then I was also like, oh, well, that's to be expected. You just gave him a weapon. You did this to yourself.
You screamed on the stairs. That's not going to
save
you.
What is that going to do? He has your kid's hand. She let him inside.
Yeah, because now the funny thing is the reason I mentioned that one only is a personal favorite of mine, but it was actually in the original movie Tales from the Crypt. And it's not as, like, gruesome when you, like, see the person. Mm-hmm. He just looks, like, very generic, like, you know, almost like a weird beard, slicking Santa. I don't know, what kids have, like, in art school, like, you know, the felt-looking thing.
Yeah.
He kind of has that for a beard. And he kind of walks in and he, like, strangles her to death. But then you see this one and it's just like, oh, he's going to chop her up, but you never see it.
Yeah. So.
Kind of a cool
definitely leaves
story.
You in suspense.
My question is, she went up the stairs. There was not two stairwells in that house. How did she miss her child? It's in whole process.
I guess she... You never questioned it that much, but...
Speedy Gonzales.
Maybe that's it. But the cool thing about that episode, as I was mentioning to them, it's directed by Robert Zemeckis. And if you have any Back to the Future fans out there, that was, you know, Robert Zemeckis. So, you know, all that good stuff.
We love it.
Yeah. I'm glad you guys liked it a lot. Yeah. I meant, like, you know, as you were saying, the first one was okay, nothing extravagant. Because it had its highs and lows. What were some highs that you did like in the first one?
Probably the window breaking.
Okay.
That was really cool. Like, you expect it, but you didn't expect too much. Like, I thought he was going to drag her through the window.
Mm-hmm.
I liked when, like, she cut his cheek. And I also liked the axe her trying to hit her husband.
Her dead husband.
Like, she needs some hand-eye coordination or something.
She's a little weak.
If she did it with a fire poker, then she can do it with an axe.
That is very true.
For real.
She was like turning away and closed her eyes like it was getting splashed back at her.
Yeah, seriously.
Like, girl, you're too tall. Like, you're taller than him. It's not going to hit you. It would have hit you when you put the fire poker in his head.
Yeah, and how do you feel about her, like, getting her punishment the way it was? Like I was saying, most of these stories about people getting some kind of, like, you know, 360 on them, where they do something, but they, again, as the saying goes, no good deed goes unpunished.
She could have easily gotten a divorce.
I mean, she could have, but would she have gotten all the money?
She did pickpocket.
But it's easier, you know, to off them, you know, make the last will and testament do its thing, but, you know.
Yeah. No, it was deserved, but...
Yeah, definitely deserved.
You know, my thoughts now is, oh, well, her daughter was right there. Well,
yeah.
Where did that go?
Especially when you guys were like, yeah, girl boss moment. Then you're just like, oh. Never mind. Like, you two, like, really withdrew quickly that statement. You're just like, oh, never mind.
No girl boss.
No girl boss moment, no.
She slayed. Oh.
She just wants his money, yeah.
Really, you did.
Girlie packed that money and went, and then just, oh.
Yeah. Now, the guy that plays Santa, he's been in a lot of things before. Like, he was in this really, like, I would say, like, cheesy 90s thing called Dr. Giggles, where he was a mad doctor, or a homicidal doctor that called himself Dr. Giggles because he giggled throughout the whole film. Mm. It gets funny after a while, but then it wears itself thin very quickly, where you're just like, it's not funny anymore.
We get it. You laugh.
Because you're crazy, but at the same time, please stop.
Please stop it.
It's annoying. Plus, my favorite line from that film is when he finally gets off, and then he says, is there a doctor in the house? And I was like, that's it. I'm done.
I'm over.
But yeah, he's been in video games. He's been in, like, DC Marvel TV shows as well. Mm.
Nice.
He's got sadly, he did pass away in 2016.
Oh.
Yeah, he was, I think, like, 66 years old when he passed. Yeah. Great actor. Hate to see him go because I loved how, like, you know, grotesque he looked with his teeth and everything. He really looked the part of, like, madman crazy, all that.
Yeah.
R.I.P. to you, sir.
Yeah. So how would you guys rate that episode, All Through the House, out of 5 stars? Or 5 Crypt Keepers?
Like 3.
3? 3 Crypt Keepers out of 5?
I say 4.
4 out of 5? Okay, good. Well, awesome. Well, let's move on to the next one. You know, Terror Television, because I think you guys really liked this one a lot.
Oh, it was so good. It was so good. I loved it.
What would you like about it?
Everything.
Everything.
I loved the paranormal aspect, and I'm pretty sure, like, it coming back around to him is, A, he didn't care about the house, and, like, what the psychic was telling him, and B, he touched the dirt. You don't do that. In haunted places, you're going to touch dirt in the walls of the basement where people were killed? Mm-hmm. No.
No, you don't do that. What about you, Em?
I would say that, I like Dalen, I like everything about it, but if you also know, like, because you've been on some of the investigations and stuff, right?
Yes, I have.
You don't touch anything that, or but if you do, you ask permission first. You have to go in there respectfully with an open mind.
Not looking for a shy sideshow attraction.
Yeah.
And that's what he did.
And that's what he did. And he did deserve what happened. He deserved it. He yeah. disrespected the property. He disrespected what happened. He was like, I'm going to make money off of these murders. You know, so.
The cameraman didn't, though.
The cameraman, yeah. He didn't. He was cool. When did he have to die?
Poor Trip.
R.I.P. Trip, my homies.
But yeah, you did like the setup. I will admit, I like this one a lot too, just because again the whole paranormal aspect of it, because this is kind of what we do here at the Ghost Tours in McDonough. We do paranormal stuff, so it fit right at home. And I thought it was very appropriate for you two to watch this episode.
Oh,
too.
Absolutely.
Yeah, definitely. Especially like as I said, you have to go into a place like that with an open mind and just respectful. You have to be respectful. Mm-hmm. That is a big thing on going anywhere with an investigator and a psychic. And, you know, you don't do it for money.
You know it's serious when you have to bring a psychic to tell you if you should go in or not.
Well, he did it for money.
Yeah, but then he didn't listen to the psychic. He was just like, you know,
and he, screw like, you. On camera, I hired you for
on
nothing.
On camera, you can clearly see the TV persona. But then as soon as the camera's cut off and everything, you see, like, how...
The real person.
The real person. How much you want a cocky bastard he was.
How much you want to bet when she started coming at him, he pooped his pants.
He probably did. I mean, if you're in that kind of house and all of a sudden a woman comes out of the dark with a chainsaw... In a small room.
Yeah.
Very small room. Yeah, what did you guys think about, like, you know, the big jump scare in that moment when all of a sudden, like, when you saw poor Tripp's feet?
Dalen, you heard me and Dalen, oh no!
I saw the feet print and I was like, uh-oh. And then I saw him and I was like, no!
Ruh-roh, Reggie.
And you were probably wondering, when did it happen? It's when, you know, all of a sudden it makes sense on why the camera went out on light. All of a sudden they got him. They got a Trip.
Got him.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you guys kind of liked that episode. What were your favorite moments from that episode?
I would have to say when all the doors and everything were knocking and rattling and the blood started coming through the door.
Oh, yeah. And they were casual that the blood comes out of the door.
I loved his girlfriend.
I wouldn't say girlfriend, more like he was treating her like a side piece, but like...
Yeah.
That was
and she
boss.
Was like,
You're gonna stay.
You're gonna die.
because they were saying, like, you know, over from headset, they were like, oh, ratings are through the roof, keep him in there or not. And you guys were like, I could just feel the seething of, like, he's gonna just say yes, keep him in there, just keep him in there.
Yeah.
And you could tell by how she was looking, she was like, oh, yeah, he deserves this. He's gonna get murdered. Yeah. She fucking knew.
Yeah, plus they saw, and I guess the cool thing was nobody else saw what was happening on camera. Like, even when, like, you heard the beatings on the door, the camera switched back to the ground, you don't see anybody in front of the door.
Yeah. You know. I love it.
And then the crazy killer is in the room that he's in, too. That was such a great, like, moment as well.
Yeah. It was beautiful.
Oh, yeah, especially the chainsaw to the abdomen area.
Yeah.
That
and then
was
all
great.
The other ghosts coming up the stairs after him.
Mm-hmm.
15 out of 5.
15 Crypt Keepers out of 5?
Yeah.
I'm glad. Yeah, he does have a very good... finish when he gets pushed out, where he, like, you know, jumps out the windows, you clearly see, but then he kind of gets hung.
The rope from the drapes and everything got hung on his
exactly.
neck, and then
it's
he's just dangling.
Very poetic, you would say.
With his body cut open and everything. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Beautiful.
It is. Well, nice. I'm kind of glad you guys hold, like, the whole, you know, two episodes, you know. Not everyone's going to like some episodes, but, you know, I think I picked two good ones. What do you guys think?
You did.
With the last episode, the psychic looked up and said, I told y'all. You should have gone in there. I told you.
He probably, yeah, exactly. I would have said the same thing. It's been like, I'm out of here now.
I warned Bye. You didn't listen. Peace out.
Because then the cops are going to come and be like, what happened?
I told him not to go in there. You
can
see it.
Can you imagine the producers and everything in the truck just being like, oh, well, he chose to go in there by himself.
I know. Everyone's going to be like the whole, oh, he wanted to. We couldn't stop him, officer. And then it's like, I'm getting off this production. I'm going to Warner Brothers. I'm going somewhere else. I ain't going to stay here with him. Gonna go work
at Universal. Sorry,
no.
guys.
Well, I'm glad you guys like it, and if you guys ever want to borrow my entire series, you are more than welcome to. It's It's got plenty of, like I said, cool actors that are in it at the time. Like I said,
bro, you know I'm going to want to borrow it. I told you how much I wanted to watch it.
That's totally fine. Well, thank you guys so much for coming on to the podcast. I'm glad I got to show you guys some, you know, creepy TV, horror TV shows. And yeah. Those do exist. I may even get a chance to maybe show them or anyone who wants to come on and do Masters of Horror. That is a very, very underrated horror series that I would love to show people, but I have to warn them. It can get pretty rough because it was released on Stars, and Stars and Showtime was kind of
Stars,
like, you know,
yeah,
not like HBO, but to a way it was where they could really go off and do their own thing and not worry about getting, you know, rating system or FCC'd or all that other stuff.
Yeah, they were able to do what they wanted.
Cool. Well, thank you guys again, and I guess I'll see you later then.
Thank you.
Thank you.